What a treat. Truly, what a treat. My birthday is the day after tomorrow. And I honestly miss my grandparents because they're both gone. I miss having family get-togethers, things like that. And I've had a rough year, to say the least. I have done a fair share of traveling. I wanted to see America. I got to do that. I'm gonna do some more next year. Probably later on this year I'll be doing a little bit. I'm really excited. I'm excited because I'm building a life for myself, and I want to go see my friends, hang out for a bit, do things with them, do a few podcasts with some people that are into doing videos and stuff like that, and then have created content with millions of listeners. I'm really looking forward to that opportunity. And so, one day this year, I'm looking forward to going to all these places, such as Kentucky, or how about Washington, D.C., stuff like that, just to see. The view from being next to the White House. Traveling across the country is fun. I know some people like to travel by rail, some people like to travel by bus. I'm one who likes to travel by bus because we get to stop along the way. And we get our own stuff. We can buy our own food, have control over what we want. And that's what I want. That's what I like. That's what I'm looking for. I honestly would not mind being on a bus for 2 days, 2 or 3 days, to go across America. Because I go all the way to Washington, D.C., then all the way down to Florida to see my family, to do a few TikToks and stuff. But I guess that's not what I came on here for. I came on here for peace of mind, and I got a good one for you. So stick around, and we'll be right back. Groove, I got to move, I got the groove, yeah. I got the groove, I got to move, I got the groove, yeah. So I learned over the weekend, and I learned Monday evening, that Donald J. Trump in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, his whole house was raided by 30 FBI agents. Now, I'd say this, but this election has become one big fat fucking joke. For those of you who are looking for a PG-rated program, you're about to lose, because I have a lot to say about this. I have a lot to say about the election, and I'm not going to hold back my language or my thoughts. So parental advisement is warned, is as warned. This is going to be very explicit, very open content, and a very straightforward program. Please stand by, and please ask children to leave the room or to not repeat the language. Thank you. Welcome to my peace of mind, I should say, because I've got a lot to say, and I think it's going to blow your mind. First of all, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a Biden supporter. I don't support the government because they haven't done nothing for us. If anything, they've weakened us to a less of a degree, and we still have COVID-19. We still have the war overseas going on. We still have Russia. We still have all these stupid fucking things going on in America, and no one's facing the problem head on. But they're willing to blame a president that hasn't been president. It's like they're going back in time to blame different presidents. I've heard some news agencies say it's even Obama's fault. And then I've heard some say it's even George W. H. Bush's fault. And it's just like, come on, you guys. Those guys are no longer president. And Trump was only president for 4 years because the Democrats set it up that way. And Biden's going to be 80-some years old when he gets elected again in 2024. But now the Democrats are afraid that Trump might win back the presidency in 2024 and run till 2028. And you know, to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind it, because it might put our economy back on track, and it might lower gas prices to historic new lows. But to raid a former president's house, home, place where he lives, is wrong. He followed all the congressional laws as to being president, and yet the Democrats still go after him even after he's out of office. Through some dirty dossier that Joe Biden and his son have put together. But yet the FBI won't raid Joe Biden's home and see what he's got under his blankets, or raid Hillary Clinton's apartment to see what she's got under her pillow. Instead, they raid innocent people's homes to see what they have and to see if they can come up with some flim-flam bullshit charge. Excuse me, but the Constitution is ruined when a government does not respect the rights of its people. And so far, I have seen no respect paid to the conservative, or the at least middle line of conservative people. And I would say that the government is corrupt in its facts, because if it was true that Donald Trump took information, top secret information, home, then I could understand it. But being that it wasn't true and he followed the law, I would say that Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden are in on a scheme to get President Trump out of office for good and not make him a former president or anything at all. Because they know that President Trump can bring the country back to normal in the next 4 years. That's what they're worried about. See, here, the last 4 years, even before he got into office, papers, news media was saying that, well, let's get ready to start up the impeachment hearings. And that's what they did. All through the time Trump was in office, it was impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And there was no grounds whatsoever to support the impeachment hearing. But yet, this government, as fucked up as it is, continues to blame Trump for things, and he's not even in office to take the blame for. I mean, Biden is sitting at the big chair now, and Biden can't even control his mouth without slurring his words or making geographical errors or something like that. And I don't really know what to say. I know that I will not vote for any man to be in that chair. I won't even vote for a man to sit there because it is so divisive, so maligning, so undercutting to the American core value that the president isn't president at all when the Congress and the Senate and the House Judiciary Committee all gang up against him and start taking cheap shots at him. But they don't do that with Democrats. The media doesn't go after the Democrats, they go after Republicans. And it's a real damn shame that the one-sided-fits-all program fits right into the pocket of the Democrats. I say the Dema-asses, because they have no brains whatsoever except in their ass when they're sitting in the pulpit making stupid-ass decisions about America. If we want to bring America back, we need to support America's dream of helping people and letting people do what they know how to do. We need to give people the power to get influence, to get investors, to get investing in. And so that's the truth. I mean, you can't write it any better than that. America is in trouble. It is in big trouble because the government has lost control of its people who are supposed to be reminding others of their responsibilities to the people. You, as a government, do not have the right to tell people how to live their lives and what's best and not best for them. Not even doctors have that right. God put us on this earth to exist and coexist together as peaceable human beings. But to sit there and rape and pillage a man's home, his castle, his residence, his place where he lives, is just stupid. And it was childlike in a way. Because they have not given up on the fact that Trump was president, and that puts a black mark against the Democrats, virtually, is what they're saying. So what do? They malign themselves, they lie, they cheat, they put fake shit out there for everybody to bite on, and the media picks it up and just eats it all up and spits it right back out on TV. Thank God I don't have CNN, Fox News, or any of those local media agencies tell me what the president's doing, because I wouldn't believe him even if I had them. And the problem is out of all the people that I believe, out of all the people that are out there, the one I truly believe is Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, and a few other conservative talk show hosts. I don't know what it is. I know that I believe them because they've proven themselves to me. And I don't like it the way the government is destroying one man to make a point. I don't like it the way the government's using their and abusing their power to gain voting strategy. It's not a strategy. It's a terrible idea because you're mistreating a man and his family in the process. You're not doing anything good for them, you're mistreating them. And so I find it demoralizing to be that way or to even think that way. Joe Biden, he has more senior moments than any senior I ever know, and he can't even make a full sentence without going, I feel, and then he goes on. And then he'll get to a new paragraph and he'll go, and goes on. And it's just a bunch of hogwash the way the United States is going. Because we have a strong line Democratic hold in the Midwest and also in the East Coast and West Coast states, because we don't want to learn the truth. We want to believe what we see in the media. We want to believe what we see on television. We want to believe what we read on the internet. The only way to believe what you see and what you hear is to be there and ask the man himself. Ask the man the question. Make the question easy and let him answer it easily. But don't assume anything by it because you're destroying America. Stay tuned. More after this. Finally, for my peace of mind, with my birthday coming up, I want to say thank you to my parents, because for 35 years I've learned everything I know from them. They've been the greatest mom and dad in the world, and I appreciate all the support that they've shown me, and I'm really enjoying my life. I'm learning things as I go, and I'm pushing to be better. You can't never say I love you enough to your mom and dad. And I've learned that over the years, having to deal with things in my life. And I really do love them, and I really do want to help them. My whole goal is in the next 5 to 10 years, I want to have $1 million and I want to be able to go to my parents and tell them, okay, I'm going to take care of you. Here's your money. I want to be able to hand them money and say, I'm here to help you. That's what I want to do. That's my goal. So to my mom and dad, I love you and you mean the world to me.